From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting more Russian and Syrian airstrikes in Aleppo. Warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government conducted a massive air raid on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo overnight and into Friday morning. This according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The fresh round of bombing comes just a day before U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It'll be the first meeting between the two representatives since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks earlier this month. The West accuses Russia and its Syrian allies of war crimes for bombing hospitals and UN relief convoys in and around Aleppo as they target Syrian rebels looking to topple President Bashar al-Assad. More than 62,000 civilians are believed to have fled from Mosul in recent weeks as Iraqi forces prepare for a final assault to retake the city from Islamic State terror group. Despite talk by U.S. and Iraqi officials about setting up safe routes to handle the flow of fleeing civilians, aid groups say they are seeing few indications that Iraq is making adequate preparations. Instead, they say Iraqi military planners seem intent on locking down all of Mosul in an effort to make sure no one, ISIS fighter or innocent civilian, is able to leave. Experts warn it could be a humanitarian disaster in the making. Gunmen on motorcycles killed at least three Pakistani paramilitary forces Friday in the southwestern city of Quetta. A splinter group of the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the deadly attack. Quetta is the capital of southwestern Balochistan province, where separatist ethnic Baloch insurgents and Islamist militants routinely carry out attacks. This is VOA News. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos said Thursday he agreed to extend a ceasefire deal with the Colombian government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, in hopes of reviving a failed peace accord. The original ceasefire was due to expire at the end of October, but will now extend through the end of the year. Santos is engaged in ongoing negotiations with FARC and representatives and opposition politicians to strike a new peace deal. The British pound has fallen sharply over the past 2 weeks and is now at record lows against the U.S. dollar, losing around 20% of its value since the vote to leave the European Union. Henry Ridgewell has more for VOA.
For a short time this week, a thick black spread called Marmite, a British breakfast time favourite, became the unlikely first victim of the plunging pound. Its maker, the giant multinational Unilever, says the drop has forced up import costs, which it wants to pass on to retailers. Tesco, Britain's biggest supermarket, refused. The dispute was resolved, but currency analyst Kathleen Brooks of Gain Capital in London says it shows that Brexit is starting to bite.
Yes, Marmite might be packaged in the UK or put together in the UK, but all of the, you know, individual ingredients, that's all from abroad, so they're having to pay in foreign currency for that.
Ultimately, Brooks says it's consumers who will likely pay for a plunging currency. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Most analysts say the pound has further to fall and expect inflation to rise rapidly. 21 newly freed Chibok girls kidnapped by Boko Haram in 2014 met with the Nigerian vice president Thursday in Abuja. He denied press reports that the girls were exchanged for captured Boko Haram militants. Rebecca Ishaku was one of the girls who was kidnapped and escaped in 2014.
I am so happy and I appreciate BBOG and all the government. Also, I appreciate all with the soldiers of this country because of my friends that are released from Boko Haram hand.
And Nigerian officials say talks with Boko Haram for the remaining captive girls will continue. Boko Haram kidnapped nearly 300 girls from a secondary school in the Borno state town of Chibok in April of 2014. President Barack Obama's administration announced Friday the easing of restrictions on Cuba in an attempt to create more economic opportunities between the two countries. The administration approved a package of regulatory changes that is intended to expand scientific, humanitarian, trade, and commercial opportunities between the U.S. and Cuba. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.